Hi, listening friend. It's Wednesday. It's September 4th, 2013. Let me give you a little information and set the stage for today's edition of Mark and Friends. Grab a pen or pencil. The phone number to call is 217-398-6511, 217-398-6511, or the email address champagne@hopeforafuture.com, champagne@hopeforafuture.com. Yesterday we had Greta Henry, the director of Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center, in the studio, along with co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo. We called up Dr. Alveda King, who will be the keynote speaker at the Pregnancy Center's upcoming banquet on Tuesday, September 17th. Greta had not met up with Dr. King yet, and so we'll just start right in with the conversation with Dr. Alveda King on the line. You'll hear our chit-chat and Pastor Jason Schiffo opening up the program in prayer. Now, have you two met before?
No.
Okay. Oh,
just a little bit,
Dr.
on the radio.
Dr. King, you're in for a real treat. And so I'll have Jason pray up our program, and then we'll have some introductory remarks, just to optimize your time, and then we'll go right into Greta introducing you.
Okay.
Lord, we just thank you for this time where we can share with Dr. King, that we can understand better the things that you've put on her heart. Lord, give us wisdom, give us revelation. Help us to be able to communicate well to people the issues that are deep at the core of who we are. The issues of abortion, the issues of rights, the issues of what it means to stand firm in the midst of all that. So, Lord, we just thank you. We ask you to bless our time. And, Lord, we don't seek to define how you'll use it. Lord, your Holy Spirit will do with it things that we can't even imagine or can't even qualify. So we just thank you in advance, and we just stand in this place of obedience and just pray for the work that you'll do today. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Dr. King, I had the privilege of hearing you being interviewed by Janet Parshall a few weeks ago, and I was so impressed with your testimony, with your sharing, with your desire to help young women make the decisions to bring their babies to term, your advocacy, and just standing up for the name of Jesus. So I'm so excited. I'm going to have Greta here introduce you formally to our radio listeners, but anyone that heard your interview with Janet Parshall, I think already appreciates your faith, your faith journey, your desire to stand up for Jesus and for women and for life, and the advocacy you're doing on behalf of this nation. So thank you for being available, and you're in for a real treat. When you get to meet Greta in person at this banquet on Tuesday, September 17th, you're meeting somebody that has a passion for women, has a passion for life, and is a sweet, sweet soul. In fact, we were almost all bawling here in the studio as Greta got here a little early in preparation for this interview. So you're in for a real treat, Dr. King, and thanks for being available today.
Thank you. I'm so glad to join you. I really am.
Yes. Well, Alveda, Dr. Alveda King, Pastoral Association and Director of African American Outreach with Priests for Life and founder of Alveda King Ministries. We have the privilege of having her be at our banquet on Tuesday, September 17th at 6:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign. It's our sixth annual Life Banquet, and we're so excited to have you.
Greta, it's so wonderful to join you as a sister in Christ, a co-laborer, and to the entire listening audience and to the crew at the radio station, just to everyone. I'm looking forward to that, and I know it's going to be a time of great joy knowing that you're able to make a difference. And in the face of things that always look like we cannot overcome them, we know we can, and we overcome evil with good. So I'm looking forward to it.
The theme of this banquet is changing futures, restoring lives. And you know all about that from your own testimony and life journey, don't you?
Actually, restoring lives, as we're doing that and recovering and remembering that our brothers and sisters, the least of these, need us. And at a pregnancy care center, when you're able to do that in that type of work, you're ministering not only to the mother, not only to the child, sometimes to the fathers. And we're finding more and more we're reaching a family. And then that family is part of the community. And it goes on and on from there. So I do a lot of that work as well in my pro-life ministry and all of the work that I'm able to do. So I'm so excited to always join people who have those kinds of hearts, who just want to make a difference in their communities.
So you're going to be bringing a message, a pro-life message, but a message also sprinkled with your own testimony of following Jesus, because Jesus has been an integral part of your faith journey, right?
Jesus continues to be an integral part. And recently I even went to over in Virginia to a stage production at a company called Sight and Sound, the story of Noah, and I brought back the videos of Jonah and the beginning, and my little grandchildren, as we watched it, and my adult children, the message and the gospel of Jesus Christ. I remain convinced, even in my own life, where I had secret abortions and I repented and all of that, I've been healed, and I'm part of the Silent No More Awareness campaign through Priest for Life and heading up African American outreach. If and when we reach people with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus Christ, you know, and as I say, be not overcome by evil, overcome evil with good. God is good. God is love. And so if we're using love, and that's what's happening right there in Champaign, when we reach people with the love of God, then we won't need abortions anymore. We won't even have babies born out of wedlock anymore. We'll have loving families, no domestic violence, no divorce. All of those things can emerge from that loving, helping hand that's given first to the mother, the child in the womb, perhaps the father, the grandparents, the community, and to engage people in saying, this is something you can do. You can help. You can pray. You can give money. You can fill up a baby bottle with coins. I mean, there are so many things that people don't even know that they can do. But when they find out that they can help make a difference, I still know that people want to help. I'm convinced of that.
Alvita, what would you say to maybe a mom who right now is carrying a pregnancy and she's not sure what to do, or maybe even a dad is tuned in and he's in the midst of that and he's not sure what to do, and maybe they're teetering on the edge, maybe there's a voice somewhere saying, well, just get an abortion, just terminate this pregnancy. What would you say to those people right now?
Well, to the listeners who are right there with you in within the radio bandwidth, that can hear this. They can, if they can hear you, they can get to you. They can get to your center. So there are people right there in your community right now who want to help, and they will help. And then there are some who say, well, how can I help? Well, then first come to the banquet or go by and visit the center. So there is help. You're not alone. You're not abandoned. People do love you. God loves you most and will help you. And so if you really hear this and you believe this and act on it, then there is help and healing. And so what will happen, especially in the abortion community, the free contraceptives, all that stuff that's out there, people will get into a position and feel as though, I have no other choice. There's nothing else I can do. But there are so many options and so much help and so much love that is available to you.
You bring up that term love, and I appreciate that, because you referenced secret abortions and some of your past journey, but you knew of the love of Jesus, the love of God, and there were people that poured into you, and that's what you're going to pour out when you speak at this banquet on Tuesday, September 17th, some of the love of God, that there are people that care, there's a community that'll come around you through this Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center. But in your own journey, who were those people that helped influence you about God's love so that there was that healing, that redemptive work in your own heart? Because I'm sure there's some listeners that maybe have had abortions and are uncertain on what to do and don't feel love, so they're kind of struggling through, I need to terminate this pregnancy.
I will share pictures of my grandfather, Dr. Martin Luther King Sr., my father, Reverend A.D. King, even my uncle. And my grandfather saved me from abortion. I'll tell that special story about how he reached my mother with the pro-life message. And then in the 70s, although I had secret abortions, I was going to abort another child. My grandfather, Daddy King, stopped me again, he and the baby's daddy. And then once I had those children, I have 6 living children and 9 grandchildren right now, how I had an even higher step into healing once I met Father Frank Pavone and Janet Morana and Rachel's Vineyard with Kevin and Teresa Burke, and I went for healing myself at Rachel's Vineyard, Silent No More Awareness campaign. And I'll talk about all of those things and probably bring some brochures to share there in your community So I will tell my own testimony and then encourage the community to really help out, because you can help and you're needed. You are definitely needed.
Dr. King, being a pastor in a local church as I am, what can the church do? What can the local church do, in your opinion, to rise up? I mean, the cultural voice is so loud right now, but what can the church do?
Well, what I'm doing right in my own community, first I ask the church to pray. I ask the pastors, whether they're male or female or a husband-wife team or however the structure is in the leadership, mm-hmm. pastor, as I'm speaking to you. There are things first the pastor can gently teach and talk, and then there can be something that is initially a pretty simple thing, a baby bottle campaign right there in the church. And you pass out the bottles and you say to the members that want to help, just fill this up with your coins. And then an awareness where you have literature. Pregnant need help, we can help you. Those kinds of things gently, because sometimes pastors will say, well, I don't want to talk about this because I don't want to hurt the women's feelings. I don't want to make them feel bad. It's not my business. But there is a way to reach the community, because at many times women want to hear the truth and they want help. And men do too. We're finding that men regret abortion sometimes as much as women do. So they need help, but there's a gentle and loving and direct way that they can help, sometimes just by having the literature out in the foyer when the members go by, and they can pick up something and they can take it home and read it. That helps. So certainly teaching the Word of God, but not from a perspective of condemnation, but from love and truth, so that people can be set free. So those are things that churches can do. And then some churches are strong enough where they can support a pregnancy care center monthly. And that's very important for pastors and leaders to do. So there are so many things that the church can do.
What would you say to the person who would say, well, this is just an issue of race, or this is just an issue of geography, this only happens on this side of town? What would you say to that person?
Well, we've had over 55 million abortions since abortion became legal, and it was supposed to be safe, legal, and rare. Well, we know women and babies are dying from abortion, and the mothers do die sometimes, too, or they're hurt and maimed. And so it's not safe. It is legal, but it's not rare, 55 million plus. Now, a high proportion of those have been African Americans. We have the smaller population, about 12 to 13% in the country of us, but more abortions because we have been targeted, and you can discover that if you kind of just Google. The information is out there about our targeting. But the babies, God doesn't care what color the babies are. We are one human race, one blood. And so the loss of all those babies and the harm that has been done to so many women, to so many families, that is something that we are responsible for. So we are the keeper of the mothers, the babies, and the daddies. Yes, they are our brothers and sisters, and so we do have a responsibility. So we have to respond.
In case you just tuned in, we have Dr. Alveda King on the line with us. She's coming to speak at the Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center in less than 2 weeks on Tuesday, September 17th. Dr. King, I know your busy schedule and the many demands and other radio interviews and TV presentations ahead of you. And so just in our closing minute or two, how can we pray effectively for you in the days ahead?
Continue to pray for me and all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's pray for each other's strength in the Lord, the ability to remain humble, sincere, and have our joy, because we will have attacks from the enemy, of course, but the joy of the Lord must be our strength. And as we gather together in times of celebration, like we're going to do in a few days, as we remember to do that and keep God first, Jesus Christ first, led by the Holy Spirit first, we'll overcome together, and that's what I'm always looking for. So let's pray my strength in the Lord as I pray yours, in Jesus' name.
Amen. The banquet's theme is changing futures, restoring lives. And this is a special verse that the Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center has presented on the front of their invitation. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. And that's going to be our prayer for you. Dr. King, thanks for being available on this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Greta, I'm so excited about your upcoming banquet, and thank you so much that Dr. Alveda King was available, and you picked her out. You've had some fantastic people in the past. I was there when you've had Dr. Tony Evans, and then you had the...
Ruth Graham.
Yeah, Ruth Graham.
Pam Tebow.
And then a few years ago, that author, that editorialist,
Cal Thomas.
I mean, some fantastic people. How did you get in touch with Dr. Alveda King? Because she's been used of God in a variety of ways and is creating her own legacy of being a pro-life person and helping so many different people in so many different ways.
Well, actually, we had a volunteer that mentioned about her and as a possible speaker. And so we kind of just talked about it, and one thing led to another, and we requested her with Priests for Life, and she was available, and God just had his way.
Yeah, well, we just had a conversation with Dr. Alveda King. In case you just tuned in, this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs link. And we referenced at the front end of the program, you were sharing some of the stories, and both Jason and I were trying to hold back so we could get our composure in time so we weren't bawling over the air. But you have a real personal passion and a calling. And you said in order to take on all the different ministry needs, you have to be rooted in Jesus on a daily basis, if not a moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour basis. But talk a little about your own faith journey and how God has said, Greta, I'm raising you up to be in the strategic place to help these women for such a time as this.
Wow.
Everyone knows I layer about 20 questions into one. But
well, you know, it's amazing that God never, anything that we've gone through in our life, he doesn't throw it away. Mm-hmm. He uses everything in our lives. And it just was a privilege, I remember. I've been the director at the Pregnancy Center since May of 2001. And so that's been several years. Mm-hmm. My actual title now is Director of Champaign Ministries, because that's the Champaign Pregnancy Center and Mercy's Refuge, the residential facility that will be coming soon. And then also I'm the Adoptions Director. And I worked at actually Central High School in the athletic department, and every day I would drive by the pregnancy center on the way home, and I would look at it, and I knew that God was calling me there, and I could see myself in there. And I have much of a testimony behind, I won't get into all of that, but much testimony of my life and just different situations that had drawn me to the pregnancy center. And I was privileged to accept that position in May of 2001. And God has, it's amazing how what he does in our lives. As you know, even before I was the director there, I was on their prayer chain. I was called the need, what was it, the those in need. I was an extra help kind of like person. So I was definitely someone that they called when they needed somebody for something special, special needs. That's what I was, special needs person. And so it was amazing with that. But, you know, from the years past, I'm amazed how God always has sent girls in my life. My husband in my life. I mean, from finding girls out on their yard or in the freezing cold in backs of trucks, or girls' neighbors that, you know, needed, you know, they wanted to do an adoption plan. They were going to have an abortion and change their mind. This was 20 some years ago. I mean, it's amazing how God prepares us for the calling and the purpose, because, you know, just like we say in Psalms 139, we've been formed in our mother's womb, and every day has been planned for us. And I know that he had planned that in my mother's womb before I was born, and he has orchestrated that in my life for girls and babies.
and many of our listeners, we've talked and referred to your mom and dad in the past, Bob and Ruth Anderson. And Bob was our first ever dedicated day when he went home to be with the Lord. And sweet Ruth was part of the Twin City Bible Church prayer gatherings that I attended many years ago and just adored and loved her, and as did anyone that knew her, all of her involvement in the community and the legacy that you're living on as their child, just because of the foundational Christian upbringing that they had you a part of. And just what a great legacy that you're living out. And your banquet's coming up, so give us some details. I know it's happening on Tuesday, September 17th, but people really need to call in as soon as possible so you can provide the right food and the arrangements.
Yes, we need to know if you're planning on attending by the 9th of September. That's Monday the 9th. They need to call or they could email us. They could call us at 217-398-6511. 217-398-6511, or they could email us at champagne@hopeforafuture.com. champagne@hopeforafuture.com. So if you're interested, please, that's how you'll get your, we don't have tickets, so we have name tags. And those name tags will have your name on it when you go into the Hilton Garden Inn, and they'll be on tables, alphabetized, and you'll pick your name up. But we have to have that by the 9th so that we can arrange for that. The places are going quickly, so you need to call as soon as possible. And please come and join us. We would love to have you. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to celebrate life together.
Changing futures, restoring lives. And the special speaker, if you were tuned in a few minutes ago, was Dr. Alveda King, and she'll be the keynote presenter. And you'll hear certainly from Greta, and I'm assuming some of the girls or the women that you've helped over the years.
Yes,
will give some
testimonies.
We'll
have a video.
I've been to many of these banquets. They're fantastic. They're uplifting. You'll be blessed. Your socks, as Herb would say, Herb Ketchum, the radio servant, your socks will be blessed off. So we encourage you to call. And the phone number once again is
217-398-6511.
And call by this Monday, September 9th. And the banquet is being held Tuesday, September 17th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign. So call in, radio listening family. Thank you, Greta, for being available for this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Thank you, co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo, for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you, listener, for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and Greta Henry with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.